Praise God. Let's sing that number 10 in our white book, Pilgrim Camp book. Number 10, all they that put their trust in God will never be removed. Don't you thank God for all those older saints that you know that have served God for many years? God has kept them faithful. God has put something into their lives that has blessed us. Praise God. First time I heard this song, they sang it for Sister Greetley around the table on her birthday. So it had to be December 10th or something like that. And I looked at that older woman at that time already and thought of the many years that she served God and the trials she's been through and how she's proved the Lord faithful over and over again. And I got a new appreciation for the older saints in my life. Praise God. And if the Lord tarries, you'll be an older saint in someone else's life. So let's learn to trust Him. Here we go.
Thank you. Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Savior. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Savior. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory, 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 glory. Glory. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Bless the older saints in our lives, Lord. As they get older, new needs come into their lives, and they need our prayers. Pray for our sister Elsie Keller today. You'll be with her, Lord, in a very precious way. You know the trial that she's going through and how she's leaning upon you, Lord. You've never failed her. You never will. And so we surround her with our love and faith today and pray that you will manifest yourself to her very wonderfully, very powerfully. Touch her body, Lord. Keep her in the peace of God. Take away any fears that she may struggle with. And Lord, let the light of your presence drive away all darkness, all shadows. And Lord, we pray that you will accomplish what you're after in her life today, Lord. And prepare her, Lord, for whatever you yet have in mind. There are others, Lord, we're all thinking of someone perhaps. We pray you'll bless them today. Thank you for bringing them into our lives. Thank you for their walk with God. Thank you for their faith, their prayers. Lord, thank you for the blessing they are in our congregations, how they're just like rocks. They touch you and they bring your presence into the meeting. They thank you for their testimonies, exhortations, their loving concern. We just commit them to you today, Lord. And we pray that that you'll walk with them and fill them with needed grace to complete their course with joy. Praise God. We thank you for it. And help us, Lord, to be faithful as well. Put faithfulness into us, Jesus, we pray. We can't keep ourselves, but you can keep us. And we want to lean on you and trust you that you'll build that into our lives. Help us to keep our eyes on you. No matter what the storm may rage around us, we pray that we'll see Jesus and we'll hear him say, "Fear not, it is I. Be not afraid." We thank you for it. Amen.
Jesus, Jesus, how I trust in, how I'm broken more and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more.
Let's sing that. It's in our
hymn book.
"'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus." Is that 403 maybe? 391 definitely, I'm sure. Thank you. Let's be free this morning. The testimony has been such a blessing. I've been so interested in the way the Lord has directed the meetings yesterday morning, last night. And of course, there are those that God was able to use to just contribute. And everything that was said was a blessing to all of us, I know. And let's just be free in his presence. Some of you are leaving. Maybe you want to give God praise and express yourself, your love for Jesus, or whatever he puts upon your heart. No pressure, just inviting you. That's the idea. Okay, 391. Let's sing that together.
wonderful Savior, glory, glory. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, grant us that grace to trust you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. Oh,
trust is all about. It's about his faithfulness. Hallelujah. We'd have no reason to trust if he wasn't absolutely trustworthy. Praise God. Number 12 in our hymn book. Provided. If God didn't provide all you need, you wouldn't be here to sing the song, would you? And so there's a testimony right there to his faithfulness. Not all that I've wanted, not all that everybody else, other people have gotten or received, but all that I've needed, you provided. And that provision is there for us for the taking. And we receive that by faith, as we reach out and trust, as we've heard. Praise God. I don't know the need in your life. Jesus knows. And his hand has provided for that need already. And he wants to bring us into the experience of that, make it a tangible reality in our life. When I used to sing this song, it doesn't always affect me this way, but whenever I got to that phrase, I couldn't sing. Because I thought about God's goodness and everything I've needed.
God has provided for me.
I know you feel that way too. Praise God. And so, let's reach out to Him to supply every need. Hallelujah. There's never a need that He can't meet, never so great that He can't meet it, never so small that He can't meet it or doesn't want to. If it concerns you, it concerns Him, for sure. And so we can cast all our care upon Him because He cares for us. And that means that He cares about us, and that means that He takes care of us. Praise God. Aren't you glad your life is in His hands? There's no better hands to commit yourself to. Let's sing that chorus again and then the last verse.
Great.
Sing number 312, God will take care of you. We can stand together while we sing. Praise God. Again, we'll get into our Bible study soon. If there's one or two more testimonies, you're welcome to share those briefly, and then we'll look into the book of Jude this morning. But let's stand and sing 312 together. have that last verse yet, I know. If two of you agree as touching anything that they ask, it shall be given to them of our Father in heaven. I don't know what translation that is, but that's the thought. In a number of these testimonies, we heard about husband and wife praying together. Philip mentioned that the other day. He and his wife praise the Lord together and commit that need to God. Stephen, our brother Stephen's talking this morning about he and his wife believing God together. How wonderful that God has ordained it so that I'm sure he had families in mind, and I'm sure he had husband and wife in mind when he talked about just two of you. All you need is two to agree together. Praise God. So glad that I have a wife that I can pray with also. And when needs come into the home, concerns for the children, financial situations arise, we can look to God together. And that's a blessing. God would like to establish that in every home. There are some, of course, whose spouses are not saved, and so they have to reach out to somebody else. And the family of God is a big family. He'll find someone for you to pray with. But it's good to pray with people and unburden your heart one to another and believe God together. Praise God. And here it says, nothing you ask will be denied. Well, you have to understand that verse, I'm sure. According to his will, God knows what's best for us. He has a perfect time. I was wondering when Stephen was testifying, if he would have planned on going to Taiwan sooner, would you have gotten a job faster? I don't know. February was good, I guess. Praise God. Praise God. Thank God. Let's pray. It's good to pray. You have to learn to pray alone. You have to learn to seek God for yourself. But then couples ought to learn to pray together, too. That's important. Praise God. And the family depends on that. The children depend on that. There are things that God wants to do for our families that will only come as husband and wife agree together. The Bible tells us that we ought to get along with our wives and our husbands, lest our prayers be hindered. And so, God has ordained this arrangement. Now, that doesn't mean that the Mormons have more power in prayer than we do. One wife is all you need to agree together. Let's sing verse 4.
No matter what.